Sikonati Manchancha, the associate editor of Scorpio, the Daily Maverick's investigative unit. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kino. Good morning, Cape Talk.
Yo. So, South African Airways, eh? They play hardball as egos win.
Yes, egos are winning, which led South African Airways to this strike that has today shut down all its operations in South Africa. The reality is that, you know, there's a score that still needs to be settled between NUMSA's trade unions and its affiliates and the South African Federation of Trade Unions versus COSATU-affiliated trade unions about that breakup over 2 years ago in which NUMSA went and formed its own trade union. The government has to stand firm, or rather there is a test of the strength of will between the government versus NUMSA, and that is why they are on strike. South African Airways has gone out of its way to offer a 5.9% wage increase. Now, if anyone around here has got 4% wage increase this past year, please raise your hands. And the employees at South African Airways want 8% and they want no retrenchment. It is not about the strike. It is not about restructuring of South African Airways. It is about egos in the trade unions and the politicians, the ANC alliance. They have won. Hence, we have a strike at South African Airways.
I mean, it's almost a double inflation. What's inflation at the moment? 4.4%?
It's 4% annual inflation. South African Airways has said we will give you 200 basis points above the inflation rate.
Exactly.
But not only that, you know, they say actually we will go borrow money in order to pay salaries. So we will give, if we get it, we'll give you a 6% increase. They say no, that's not good enough for us. We are revolutionaries after all. We want 8%, and we want job guarantees for the next 3 years. You know,
hold on, job guarantees in an airline that's 40% overstaffed.
In an airline that's 40% overstaffed, that's been bankrupt for the past at least 10 years. That has accumulated losses of 28 billion rands over 10 years. That does not know what this term called profit is, let alone paying tax.
Yes. And it's what? Costing them 50 million rand a day, this particular strike?
Yes, Kino. And actually, the reason SAA still exists is not to fly people around. It is actually to it exists only to employ the comrades. It serves the interests only of the people that are associated with the ANC and with trade unions. Now that they are fighting amongst themselves, the politicians, the workers are suffering, and indeed you and I must pay a whole lot more. South African Airways, let's repeat this out very loud. South African Airways does not exist in order to fly passengers around. It exists to employ the people that are that are union members, the people that are friends of the of the government. And if anyone does not believe me, show me today a passenger who will not arrive at their destination because South African Airways is not working.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're there to pay off debts. They're there to keep the comrades employed. And funny enough, eh, when Dudu Mieni was busy wrecking the place, the unions had nothing to say about it.
They were very happy sitting quietly enjoying themselves. Now someone is trying to make this thing work once and for all. They are up in arms, kicking dust. It's not going to happen. When South African Airways, which has never worked, it has never worked in its 90 years of existence. All the various South African governments have been pouring money endlessly, and the solution of the revolutionaries is to continue doing the same, only for the benefit of the trade union bosses and their political allies who are promised votes by the workers in return. That is the only reason South African Airways still exists today. Over 90 years, forget the past 25 years of democracy. South African Airways has never worked. It has always been poor taxpayers subsidizing rich people to fly around and paying fat cat salaries to 10,000 781 people.
They must just sell the thing. They must sell it to the French or to Richard Branson or to the Ethiopians or someone and just get rid of it.
Revolutionaries don't want that because those people will then demand that if we pay you a salary, then you deliver a service.
Imagine the unions have to start delivering a service. Anyway, Eskom CEO announcement is this Sunday, right? We're definitely going to get the bots out.
Kino, from reliable sources, I learned that on Sunday, the announcement of a chief executive of Eskom will be made. Now, it's a white person that will be appointed. That is relevant in the sense that you will hear a lot of storm from the Twitter bots and the pseudo-revolutionaries who have appointed themselves representatives of black people, saying, why on earth are you appointing another white person? And nobody will ask, is that white person skilled enough to do the job that we have failed to do?
Exactly.
So get the Twitter bots out. A white person is being appointed as the chief executive of Eskom on Sunday. And, of course, that announcement will be made by none other than Pravin Gordhan.
And it'll be Nico Poseidon, no doubt, eh?
Definitely Nico Poseidon will be busy with other things, but a gentleman by the name of Andy Kalitz will come in as chief executive of Eskom. And the trade union...
Oh, sorry.
And all of those guys that have appointed themselves representatives of black, of anything black, will come out and say, why are you appointing a person that may just make Eskom work? We need the corrupt people that don't know what they are doing. and of course, we'll call them black.
Yeah, I'm getting my Eskoms and my SIS confused here. Nico Poseidon, no, definitely, I think, should become the CEO and of SAA. Now, that would be a great one. The other thing, though, Sikonathi, and we're going to talk about Telkom, of course, and we'll get to Telkom. But while the pseudo-revolutionaries are standing out with the phone in the one hand to tell the white guy to sit down, they'll be having their Rothschild wine in the other hand, drinking nicely as well. But let's talk about Telkom. You see, I don't drink those things. You do. I don't.
And they will be smoking the best smokes that white monopoly capital produces, driving in the fanciest of vehicles that white monopoly capital can produce.
Now, Telkom talks, right? They want to buy Celsius minus the debt.
Yes. Celsi has got debt ranging between 9 and 11 billion rand. Telkom has tried to buy them last year. They did a due diligence over 3 months and walked away. Now they realize the company is depressed enough to go for a song, but they say, hey, you guys can keep your debt, so you can restructure the company, then we will buy it. There's a sense announcement today that Telkom published to say, we actually now are not going to wait for you guys until you die off, but we will just buy you on the cheap, and we want you to sort out your debt problems, then we can look at you.
What's your take on the new small business minister?
Who's she or he?
You don't know the minister.
I don't know who that minister is. I just remember that it was a person that helped campaign for Cyril Ramaphosa.
They were talking about funding instruments, and I mean, I got to tell you, she's been rather impressive. Last time we spoke about this whole thing of access to finance, etc. She said there's a 4-step plan, and she joined us today to sort of run through what that plan will entail. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do, but the interesting thing is she seems to be someone who's actually wanting to get something done.
Unfortunately for her, her department should not even exist in the real world.
Yeah.
It absolutely has no job to do other than add a lot more red tape to industry. Give me, over the past 5 years of the existence, of course she's new in that department, over the 5 years of the existence of such a department, tell me how many businesses they have created. How many jobs they have created, other than those that are in the cabinet and the politicians.
Well, she's been there for 4 months. So, you know, obviously they can't. I don't know whether I agree with you whether they should exist or not. You know, I think if they're going to help be a voice for SMMEs and make sure that all that red tape and all the other nonsense that we have to go through to get something simple such as funding and other services, if she can do that, then I think she'd do well. Her name is Kumbutso, I think, Nchaveni.
Yeah. You know, all of that can be done easily within the current structures of the Department of Trade and Industry. You do not need yet another department, highly paid executives who have absolutely no job to do. What law has that department ever passed?
Yeah, but I mean, how effective is the Department of Trade and Industry at the moment?
You don't show its ineffectiveness by bringing in more red tape.
True story.
More cost.
Well,
you do not cure that.
Yeah.
And actually, if you wanted to, if you were really serious about supporting small business, you go appoint a Herman Mashaba, for example.
Yes.
A businessman who knows how to create a business, how to create wealth. You don't appoint a politician into a position to talk about small businesses when they know absolutely nothing about creating a job.
The man has spoken. Sikonati Machancha, Associate Editor of Scorpio, Daily Mavericks Investigative Unit. You must have a good weekend, sir.